begin here with a prayer. Father, I thank you this morning, O God, that you are on the throne. Your throne is established forever and ever. Of the increase of your kingdom, there shall never be an end. You will never be destroyed, Lord. You will never be taken down. You will never be taken out. O God, I thank you that you are the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. And I thank you that you are our God. And I ask you, O Lord God, that you would let it again be known today that you are God and God alone. Amen. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm just going to open here this morning with a couple of songs. And I believe Elmer's going to give some opening words here. And let's just stand together and sing 296, Arise, My Soul, Arise.
Arise, my soul, arise, shake off thy guilty fears, a bleeding sacrifice in my behalf appears before the throne.
The Lord.
Come we that love the Lord, and let our joys be known. Join in a song with sweet accord. Join in a song with sweet accord. And the soul round the throne, and the soul round the throne. We're
God. Verse 4.
Then let us
seated.
Let's turn to 517. And Tim, if you can lead that for us, 517, take my life and let it be. Thank you, Brother Elmer.
Take a few minutes here today to a little worship time here and also prayer. As a lot of you know, President Trump asked that we could make this day a national day of prayer, and so I thought it would be well for us to just join together with other believers around the country in praying for our country, for ourselves, for the world. So Dwight and Amos are, I believe, prepared to just come and maybe share a few words and lead us in prayer. But before they do that, I just want to take you and remind us today about who our God is. So I was amazed here as I was reading through Exodus here recently how that God told the children of Israel, they were there in the wilderness, and he was giving the law to them, and he was telling them something about himself and about how they were to handle their enemies. And I just want to read this. God told them, he said, I'm going to send an angel before you to keep you in the way and to bring you into the place which I have prepared. Beware of him and obey his voice. Provoke him not, for he will not pardon your transgressions, for my name is in him. But if you shall indeed obey his voice and do all that I speak, then I will be an enemy unto your enemies and an adversary unto your adversaries. For my angel will go before you to bring you into the land of the Amorites, Hittites, Perizzites, Canaanites, Hivites, Jebusites, and I will cut them off. You shall not bow down to their gods, nor serve them, nor do after their works. But you shall utterly overthrow them and break down their images. You shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless thy bread and thy water, and I will take sickness away from the midst of you. There shall nothing cast their young nor be barren in thy land. The number of thy days I will fulfill. I will send my fear before you and will destroy all the people to whom you shall come, and I will make all thine enemies turn their backs unto thee. And I will send hornets before you, which shall drive out the Hivite, the Canaanite, and the Hittite from before you. I'm going to stop reading there. Hivites, Perizzites, Canaanites, Hittites, a lot of different nations, a lot of different groups of people back in those days. And they caused the Israelites to fear many times. They were representative of fear. And God said, I'm going to send hornets out in front of you. What would it be like to have hornets coming after you? But those hornets will drive out those people. It will drive away the fear. They will drive away the fear from before you. So if you just stand with me here today, I just want to remind us today again that our God never changes. He is the same God as what we just read here.
Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I
song, then I'll have Amos come up. 634, Standing on the Promises. You know, Jesus said in Matthew chapter 7, he said that the winds blew and the floods came and beat upon that house, but it stood. It fell not because it was on bedrock. It was on bedrock. So what a treasure we have today in God's Word. What a comfort to know that Jesus has firmly placed us in the security of God's hand. Fear is not the portion of those who belong to Him. 634. Standing on the promises of Christ my King, through eternal ages let His praises ring. Glory in the highest I will shout and sing. Standing on the promises of God, just come, and if anything to share, just lead us in prayer out of the burden of your heart God has given you.
Good morning. I have a twofold burden on my heart. I have had for the past week. Part of my burden has been watching how people react to situations in the last couple weeks. And seeing how people react and are controlled by fear really put a burden on my heart to pray through that. The second part of my burden is for this congregation, that we would remind ourselves that God is God and that we can trust God. I expressed myself to Tim last week. I have a really hard time putting into words and even into prayer the burden I feel. And I often experience that. When I do have a burden, I have a really hard time putting it to words. Most of my breakthroughs come without words. So bear with me as we walk through this morning. I would like to turn to Psalms chapter 46 as a little bit of some words to follow through as we pray through this. Psalms chapter 46. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Father, we come to you this morning and we acknowledge that you are present. We acknowledge that you are our help in trouble. You're very present. You are here, and we acknowledge that, Lord. And Father, we do acknowledge that we do have trouble. We acknowledge that the world is in trouble. And we also acknowledge that even our hearts sometimes are troubled by everything that we see and experience. We will not fear, though the earth gives away, though the mountains be moved into the heart of the sea. Father, we will not be given to fear. We will turn to you. We will put our surety in you. Though the waters roar and foam, though the mountains tremble at its swelling, we turn to you, Father, as our comfort. We come to you. We acknowledge our need. We acknowledge our fears, but we are choosing not to fear, Lord. And Father, we see the world tremble. We see fear with its tentacles gripping people, gripping the world as most of us have never seen before. Father, we come before you, and in the name of Jesus, we command that stronghold of fear to be broken on the people, on the world. I pray that if there's anybody here in this congregation that would be living in fear, that that fear would be broken. If there are people in this county that are living in fear, we pray against that. In this state, in this country, in the world, Lord, we pray into the heavenlies here in ways, in the spiritual ways we don't even fully understand, Lord, but we ask that this fear would be broken in your name. There is a river where streams make glad the city of God, the holy habitation of the Most High. There is a city. Thank you, Lord. Thank you that there is a place, a holy habitation of the Most High that we can turn to, that we can put ourselves into, that we can rest in that. Thank you, Lord, for providing that. Thank you for being that to us. God, you are in the midst of that. You shall not be moved. Thank you for helping us when the morning dawns. Father, we know there will be a new morning. There will be a new dawning. And we thank you for that. We thank you for the help that you're going to provide. Even though the nations rage and the kingdoms totter, he utters his voice, the earth melts. In spite of all of that, Lord, we acknowledge you are the Lord of hosts and you are with us. You are the God of Jacob. And you are our fortress. Thank you, Lord. Come, behold the works of the Lord, how he has brought desolations on the earth. Father, we do not understand these things, but we know that you have allowed these things to be. You have allowed viruses to travel across continents. We don't understand why, but we trust that you have a good end in mind. You have made wars to cease to the end of the earth. You have broken the bow and shattered the spear. You have burned the chariots with fire. In all of that, Lord, we choose to be still and know that you are God. You will be exalted among the nations. You will be exalted in the earth. You, the Lord of hosts, are with us. The God of Jacob, you are our fortress. So, Father, we turn to you. We give ourselves to you. We commit ourselves to you, our families, our friends. And we choose to walk by faith, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Amos. Let's just stand together here, sing another song, and then Dwight, you may come and share. My hope is built on nothing less. 938, if you need the words. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ the solid rock I stand. Rest on His unchanging grace. be seated. Dwight, if you just come and lead us, that'd be great.
You know, as we sang that song, gratitude just rose in me for this congregation. What a blessing to be a part of brothers and sisters who love Jesus and express it. We are rich. I'd like to read first verses of Isaiah 60. I didn't come prepared to say anything, but as Tim said, we might say something. This came to me. What does God see when he looks on this earth? Now, you could answer that a lot of ways. I believe Isaiah 60 here tells us what God sees in verse 2. Isaiah 61, arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of Jehovah is risen upon you. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and deep darkness the people. But the Lord shall rise over you, and his glory will be seen upon you. So what does God see when he looks down on this earth? Deep darkness, like King James says, New King James, gross darkness. Can I give you a feeling? Gross darkness. That's not the only thing he sees. What does he see when he looks at this assembly? Yes! A glorious light, brilliance, purity, power. That's what God sees. He sees gross darkness with these spots of light all over the world. That's us. I'd like to take off where Amos took us here, take off from that. You know, as far as fear and the virus, this is a pothole. The chasms and the Grand Canyons are just ahead. God wants us to be his testimony in this world. To be Jesus. We are Jesus in this world. So we'll pray. Our Father who is in heaven, your name is set apart and above every other name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on this earth as it is in heaven. Lord, we live in a time when the kings and the rulers of the earth are rising up and saying, we are going to rebel against the Holy One. We're going to cast off his bands. We're going to take down his son, who is the heir of this earth, who will come and reign someday. We live in that time of gross darkness. And Lord, we pray that you would make your people your testimony for this time. Lord, the man-child of Revelation 12, that company of the church that has those manly qualities that you're counting on for this time. Lord, we pray for Charity Christian Fellowship. God, give us a spirit and burden of prayer. Lord, I have burdens. And I see a few things. But Lord, there's something about my heart that doesn't match the response of my heart. Lord, give us that response that you're looking for at this time. Lord, may we be a people who seek you with all of our heart, who love you with all of our heart, who understand, Father, what you're saying to us and how we should pray and what we should be doing. May we rightly represent you, even as your son did when he was here, for we are his testimony. Lord, I pray for this community. Lord, I pray that there would be people in this community who would be streaming to places of prayer rather than out at 5:30 in the morning crowding in on the garage sales. God, something's wrong. wrong with all of us, God? We are under your judgment. God, you see. You see what's in our hearts. You see the gods of gold and silver and things we've made and done. Things we're trusting in. Oh, God, your judgment is upon us. God, may your fear come upon this community. And may it come because we're praying right here now and because we're faithful and others. And Lord, I pray that there be a concerted work of your Holy Spirit among all your people in this community to seek you, those who know you. And then that many of those who don't know you and think they know you would find you. We believe, Lord, there will be an ingathering. And from that, Father, and in that, our whole country will be impacted. Because everything we do sends shockwaves through the spirit realm. Our little faithfulness every day, and even in the earthly things, is significant, God. And our little unfaithfulness is significant. So, Lord, encourage our hearts in you. Free us from all fear that we can walk like Jesus did through this world, knowing that nothing can harm us except we ourselves. And that all will be turned for good. And we're in the care of our Heavenly Father. Lord, and from that, may we be bold and strong and clear and true, full of faith, the kind of faith that has understanding. And is able to love. Thank you, Father. Amen.
Thank you very much, Dwight. Let's just all stand together here yet as we close out this time. And just want all of us today to just here for a moment, just lift up our voices in prayer. Pray whatever is stirring in your heart. Four key things that came to my mind. To break the fear that the word of God would be spread. There's incredible opportunities to speak to people about Jesus Christ in these days. Even here in America, as I just heard last evening, people in the cities are just open to talk. The word of God would be spread, that the church would be strengthened, and ask God for a spiritual awakening among the nations right now. Just lift up our voices in prayer to the Lord. Oh, God. Lord, we just cry out to you. Oh, Father. Oh, Lord, we thank you, Lord, that you are mighty, that you are holy, that your word is established among the nations. Oh, Father. Thank you, Lord. Oh, God, we just pray, O Father, for divine appointments, O Lord, to preach Jesus Christ, to share Jesus Christ. O Father, in these days, O Lord, even in this country, Lord, in our cities and towns, O Lord, may there be an incredible spiritual awakening, O God, among our towns, our villages, our cities, and across the world in these days, O Father. May your people bind together and march forward as an army, O God, preaching hope and peace and power, the blood of Jesus Christ. O God, thank you, Lord. I pray protection over around the elderly. Think especially, O Lord, in this county, in this nation, Lord, and all across the world, Father, but I think especially in this county, O Lord, as I just pray protection over them physically and spiritually, Lord, especially, God, those that are locked up right now in rest homes, especially around this county, Lord, where they're can't have visitors anymore, Lord. Oh, God, would you minister to their hearts in those places, God? Would you surround them with your love, oh, Lord? Would you speak peace to their hearts, oh, God? And, Lord, would you be a very near friend to them in these days, oh, God? Thank you, Lord. Amen. You may be seated. Just want to say one thing here yet. Dwight talked about this just being a pothole. The canyons, the chasms are ahead. Just listen. A casual relationship with God offers no security in the severity of the storm which we are all soon to face. Brothers and sisters, it is time for you and I to dig deep into the Word of God with obedient hearts and to know Him and to make Him known. Thank you. God bless you.
Thank you for listening. We hope this message has blessed you. If you would like additional messages, please visit our website at ccfsermons.org. Call us at 855-55-CHARITY or write to us at Charity Christian Fellowship, 59 South Groffdale Road, Leola, PA, 17540. This ministry is supported by your donations. May Jesus Christ be Lord of all.